This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. Calculating the exact cost of spending time behind bars is almost impossible. The meter starts running at the moment of arrest, and it doesn't stop after someone's released. From lawyer fees to jail calls to probation, going away is expensive. We're exploring these issues in a new One Crisis Away series we're calling The Price of Prison. And we start with Stanley Wallington's story. He's a 37-year-old father of five, and he spent 10 years of his life locked up. KERA's Courtney Collins met him in jail this summer to retrace a decade of missed wages, unpaid child support, and a family struggling to survive on the outside.
It wasn't an easy childhood in Chicago. Stanley Wallington's family was poor. His mom was addicted to drugs, yet he and his siblings made it work.
Shoot, a stick and a rock was a baseball and a bat for us. Milk crates were basketball goals and stuff like that. We were pretty happy. That's what we was telling my granny. We're fine. We're happy.
Still, Wallington's grandma turned his mom in, and he ended up in foster care at age six.
She kept telling her to stop. You know, go back to school. I'll take care of the kids while you're at school. She never went back, so.
He was eventually sent to live with his father's sister, an aunt who he dearly loves, which is how he ended up in Fort Worth. He talks about his childhood through a plate glass window, a phone pressed to his ear. He's finishing up his time in the Buster Cole State Jail in Bonham, 2 hours northeast of his home. He's ready to get back to a normal routine, one that he can control. For example, he'd like to eat his first meal of the day after the sun comes up.
I didn't go to breakfast. I don't normally wake up. Breakfast is like 3 a.m.
Wallington has a lot of experience behind bars. He's been sentenced to at least 23 years for crimes ranging from drug possession to firearms violations to theft. He says he's served about 10 years in all. The first time he got arrested, he was playing high school football for the Eastern Hills Highlanders in Fort Worth.
When I was getting booked in, so an officer looks over at me and say, "Hey, aren't you that football guy?" All I could do was put my head down. I'm like, "Lord have mercy."
And from the moment he got out, he says his friends were on him.
"Look, bro, you already got in trouble for stealing, so I suggest you go and come to the hood with us. I'll show you how to really make some real money."
He says once you've got a criminal record, legitimate work that pays a decent wage is hard to find, especially when you're young. So when a friend offered him some drugs to sell, he tried it.
And I ended up finding a little hot area to go to, and I was ending up making way too much money in one night. $700 to $800 a night. It was like, it was too much, too fast. And it actually is a life to get trapped in too sometimes. That's a lot of money.
He inevitably got busted and locked up again and again. It's a pattern he's fought his entire adult life. Rex Gershner sees it all the time. He works for the Dallas nonprofit Unlocking Doors, which helps ex-offenders stay out of jail and prison. The key, he says, finding work.
Because we know if we go 100 miles an hour towards a brick wall and our brakes don't work, it's going to crash. That's the same type of feeling they feel when they're out in the community being rejected by all these jobs.
And Gershner says an ex-offender needs specific things at work.
A good paying job with benefits that they can sustain, affordable housing, and having some type of vacation and sick leave so they've got something to fall back on.
And if that kind of job doesn't come through?
Within the first year, 57% will go back.
That's right. Without meaningful work, 6 in 10 ex-offenders will stay free less than a year. Stanley Wallington can believe it, because he's had years at a time without an arrest, working in the oil fields or as an HVAC technician. That kind of work paid as much as $17.50 an hour. At one point, he had a mutual fund worth $15,000. That's what he wants to get back to, for his family.
Got a haircut?
Yes, Papa.
Open your mouth.
A month later, Wallington's been released and is back with his fiancée and their 3 young kids. The 1-year-old is named Honesty. Stanley Jr. is 2. And then there's Promise, age 3.
My name's Promise.
The kids are thrilled he's home and climb all over him while we catch up. His fiancée, Lynette Sherman, says their time apart was tough, especially when it comes to finances.
Because when it's, you know, one parent and I'm barely trying to get the income, I got to make sure that it's lights on and it's a roof over our head first and foremost, and it's food.
Sherman babysits and cuts hair part-time. That money on its own barely covers the rent on their two-bedroom apartment in Fort Worth. While he was away, she had to borrow money from family to pay the bills and stock the fridge.
It's like you got to think about what you need to pull back and what you don't need to be doing and, you know, stuff like that. So
Wallington was making roughly $15 an hour during his best years of work. Extend that out to a decade, being behind bars cost him and his family $312,000 in lost wages. As soon as he was released this time, he started looking for temp work.
I tried already, but I got a, we'll call you when we have something available. And, you know, that's pretty much like a polite no. You know what I'm saying?
And then there's child support. Wallington has two older kids with a different woman. He's way behind on the payments.
Because I was locked up for that 10 years, I've accumulated like $40,000 in child support.
Which means when he does land a job, his paychecks will be garnished. In some cases, as much as 50%.
You know, just fresh getting out, it's like a weary thing on your mind, you know what I'm saying? But yes, I still got a bunch of hope.
Hope, a house full of toddlers, and the promise he made to himself after a decade in jail to not go back. Courtney Collins, KERA News.